My guest at this time is John Estrada. He's a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in California. Incumbent Democrat Dianne Feinstein is seeking a fifth full term and her sixth overall election to the U.S. Senate. So how does an outsider like Estrada plan to get on the radar screen for voters across the state? What is his plan for taking down Feinstein? And what issues does he plan to stress in this campaign? And John, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much, Greg. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners.
Well, you have served our nation honorably in uniform. You have run a small business over the years. You've been very active in politics, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the conversation. But why are you running for U.S. Senate right now?
Well, it's sort of like it's been a 30-year process for me. As you know, I've ran in two congressional campaigns for the Congressional District 20 against Calvin Dooley. And I learned a lot of very important items in that time frame. The big thing is I care about America. I want to help America First agenda. And as you say, I have been in the military, and I care about my fellow veterans and people in the military that are trying to keep us safe.
Why should Senator Feinstein be fired?
Well, it comes this way. Somebody has been in office for 25 years and hasn't done their job yet. I think it's time to move on. I think California and America needs a change. You know, there is really some amazing things that are going on. As you know, the FBI scandal is taking place, and it is really her duty to oversee that she sees what the FBI does. And I hold her responsible as one of the responsible parties that isn't overseeing the process of what's going on with the FBI and why they're going rogue on us.
We're talking with John Estrada, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in California. There's a number of people running, obviously, Democrats and Republicans. You've mentioned why you're running. Why do you think you're the best choice of all these folks?
I have 30 years of experience. I started out, well, first of all, let me give you a little background on who I am. My grandfather was a farm laborer. He worked in the fields in the San Joaquin Valley, and he was a champion orange picker. He moved on, and he passed away when he was a young man at about 33 years old. And my father, to his credit, lived without a father and really became such a great role model for me. He served in the United States Navy in the Korean War. He was a postal worker for 25 years. He retired, unfortunately, a few years ago. He passed away, and now I've got his memories, but he was really my hero. And so I continue on from that point, as I used to do some farm working responsibilities myself, and then I did some grocery work with the retailer clerk union, and then I went on and joined the United States Navy. And during that time, I got a chance to travel to a lot of foreign destinations, so, which were pretty incredible. I learned a great thing about America, how great it is, and how great it has to continue.
Well, let's talk about the state of affairs in California right now. In the 2016 Senate race, the way that it's set up in California, there's not a nominee from each of the parties. Everybody's thrown into one big heap, and the top two vote-getters in the primary end up facing off with one another in the general election, and that ended up being two Democrats, and obviously the winner was Kamala Harris. Since that time, just over a year ago, looks like the state has lurched even more to the left. California is now essentially a sanctuary state. There's also new laws that will prosecute you for calling someone by the wrong gender pronoun, but not charge you with a felony for knowingly infecting someone with HIV. And just this past week, we've chronicled stories where you might get sent to jail for giving someone a straw at a restaurant that they didn't ask for, and that the state is actually looking to bump up the corporate tax rate in California to offset the corporate tax reduction from the federal bill here in Washington. So I guess the question is California too far gone for a Republican to be competitive or win in this state?
Not at all. I was a strong supporter of Prop 14 that gave California the option to pick the two best candidates, even if they are with the same party. So I'm one of the Republicans that did support that effort. And I truly believe that I have the ability to cross over party lines, get conservatives, independents, and go out and make it a very competitive race.
What are the issues that drive you? You talked about some of them when I asked you why you're in the race, but when you look at national issues, whether it's the economy, healthcare, the threats from overseas, or issues closer to home, transportation, water access, that sort of thing, what are you most passionate about?
Well, I think Tip O'Neill said it greatly back many years ago, and that's all politics is local. And what I have found is the problems in California can be solved by the federal government, such as our shortage of water in California. We have a great opportunity to bring sustainable, safe, clean water for our residents. Unfortunately, what has happened, environmentalists have allowed so much of this fresh water to go into the Pacific Ocean, and we keep losing opportunity to save that in water storage facilities. And so with federal dollars, I think we can build enough water storage facilities to help everybody out, all water users. That's just one. The other is you've got some crazy, like you say, you've got some really crazy regulations that California likes to throw on people. But the federal government also has some crazy ones, and that's the ESA, the Endangered Species Act. So basically you have a regulation that basically stops business from building in California. And we have a homeless problem because there isn't enough housing. So I think one of the big things, I'll be going to Washington fighting for repealing the ESA.
So let's talk in general terms about some of the key areas that you'd be dealing with as a U.S. senator. There's national security, there's economic issues, and there's cultural issues. So where do you stand on those? Do you see yourself as a rock-ribbed conservative? Do you see yourself as conservative on some, moderate on others, more moderate across the board? How would you define yourself, essentially?
Well, I would say that I'm conservative on a lot of my values, but I think that Donald Trump has really put a very strong message to America and the world, is that America needs to be first. And so I will work with the president. I'll work with him to make sure that we fulfill America's future, and that also part of that future is included with California. So I will take my personal views, being a conservative, and take a look case by case and see how we can help the people of California, because really it belongs to them. It's their state, and I'll be working for them.
How do you get competitive in this race? You're going to need a ton of money. You're going to need a huge organization. California is practically a nation almost of itself with 30 million people, many of whom obviously are voters. So what kind of resources do you have at this point, and what's your plan to make sure people get your message and that you have a good chance of making the runoff?
Well, I think basically we have to take this in steps. We can't miss a step. We can't make any mistakes. We have to be absolutely perfect in our campaign with tactics and strategies. The first thing is to be noticed. And I think with our social media campaign, we'll get to the next level, which will include media market at large. So I think I've been, as you know, I've worked on Democratic issues. I've worked on Republican issues. I'm really independent on a lot of things, too. So I think we're going to get our message out there. We have a lot of people working for us right now across the state. My name's been there for a long, long time. And I think we've accomplished a lot during our time running for different positions in helping candidates get into office. You know, some of the big names that you've heard in today's federal elections and federal dialogue, like Devin Nunes. Devin Nunes and me, I knew Devin before he was a congressman. And in fact, we met and I helped him. And I'm one of those key people that moved him in the right direction. And now he's making national news. That's pretty cool stuff. So I'm a regular guy that loves America, wants to push hard for America. And we have to remember one thing. We have to help our citizens first. Okay. America is a very generous nation. When there's disasters across the world, we're there helping everybody. But there's a lot of corrupt administrators, administrations around the world, dictatorships, a lot of corruption. And, you know, America's got to lead. And once we start leading, like I really do appreciate what Donald Trump has done. And I'm with him 100%. I think he's done a great job. I voted for him. And I'm moving forward to achieving good things with him in the next Congress.
And finally, sir, how can folks learn more about your campaign? Where can they go?
They can go to GOPradio.us. That's my Twitter account. And they could sign up. I've got like 40,000 posts. And so everybody can hear and see what I believe in and that I care about America. And the best we can do is work hard every day, work smart every day, and bring the youth into the process too. There's a lot of youth out there that they don't have a future if we don't help them move in that direction.
Well, sir, well, it's a long road, and we'll be certain to keep an eye on it. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Greg, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity, and you please call me anytime.
John Estrada, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in California. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.